Best Friends Animal Society, they're a leading animal welfare organization, released their sixth annual Pet Life-Saving Dataset, and that gives a national overview of the number of dogs and cats that enter and exit shelters each year. The way it works, Best Friends measures shelter life-saving with a metric they call the save rate. A 90% save rate is the nationally recognized benchmark to be considered no-kill, factoring that about 10% of pets who enter shelters have medical or behavioral circumstances that warrant humane euthanasia rather than killing for other reasons like lack of space, for example. In 2020, 63,736 dogs and cats went into New Jersey animal shelters. 53,631 were saved. So that gives the state a save rate of 87.28%. In the same year, an estimated just over 58.02% of state shelters measured above that 90% benchmark. New Jersey, close, but officially not there. 96% of shelter deaths in 2020 were cats, most of which are outdoor community cats, residing in the townships with barriers to trap, neuter, return programming. Overall, there are 4,404 animal shelters in America, but 48% of them, only 48% of them, are no-kill. Looking at the national side of all of this, about 347 of the cats and dogs were killed in America shelters in 2020. That was down significantly from 625,000 in 2019. That's the largest yearly reduction in dogs and cats killed in national shelters to date. That puts the nation at an 83% save rate. If you want to learn more about Best Friends Animal Society, their website is bestfriends.org. And looking at the rest of the nation just real fast here, as far as the states where the kill rate is the highest, that's the most concern to Best Friends, it's by far Texas and California. The next group of priority states, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, and better than them, but still work to do, are Georgia, Oklahoma, Illinois, Michigan, Hawaii, Indiana, South Carolina, Kentucky, and Virginia. But New Jersey, as far as being animal-friendly with our shelter system, a little more to go to be declared officially no-kill, but we are indeed animal-friendly, and a lot of people are adopting. Hopefully, if you adopted during the pandemic, now things are going back to normal, you still care about your pet and still take care about them. Don't do what happens so often at Christmas, Easter. Someone gets a pet as a funny gift, and it becomes an abandoned pet. Don't let that happen to a pandemic adoptee, I guess we would call them.